Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. Today's episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by the Vocaster from Focusrite. The Vocaster is the easiest way to bring broadcast quality sound to your podcast. You can easily set recording levels, enhance your voice, connect your phone to record calls or stream to apps, connect your camera, and more. Discover the Vocaster today by going to focusrite.com. That's focusrite.com. We are also sponsored by Recast Studio. Recast Studio is a tool that helps podcasters and creators turn long-form video and audio content into short video clips for social media. You can also create image quotes, automatically generate show notes, and more. Leverage your existing content by creating tons of micro content. Code EARBUDS20 gets you 20% off of professional, premium, and business monthly and yearly plans. Go to recast.studio to learn more. Hi, welcome to the show. Ariel here. Thank you so much for pressing play. It is Thanksgiving week here in the US, and it's really starting to feel like the end of the year. But wait, there's still so much audio to take in, so don't go anywhere. Let's do a quick recap of last week's episode. Last week on the show and in the newsletter, our curators, Mary Anais Heglar and Amy Westervelt, shared podcast recommendations about climate change and all of the unsuspecting factors that impact climate, such as colonialism and white supremacy. The theme was called Climate in Disguise. We listened to an episode from Reveal's American Rehab series. We heard Behind the Bastards, Floodlines, Scene on Radio, and last, we listened to This Land. Did you get a chance to listen and learn something new about climate change? In case you missed it, you can find these podcast picks on our website, earbuds.audio. If you did get a chance to listen to last week's episode, did you find a new favorite show? If so, I would love to know that. You can tweet at me, I'm at Ari this and that, or you can get in touch via email at earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. On to this week's podcast recommendations. Our theme comes to us from curator Katie Lohr. Katie is sharing Canadian-made podcasts. The theme is called Listen to Canadians, eh? Katie herself is a Canadian podcast producer and wants to put Canadian podcasts on the map. In just a moment, we'll hear from Katie. She'll tell us about the episodes that she chose and why she picked them out for us. After that, I'll share a bit about this week's spotlight pick, which is called Everyone's Talking Money. After the spotlight pick, I have some podcast industry news for you before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to some more podcasts. Here is Katie Lohr with this week's podcast recommendations.
Hi, I'm Katie Lohr. I am a freelance podcast producer who is desperate to see some change in this Canadian podcasting industry. My full-time gig as a freelance podcast producer includes making award-nominated independent and branded podcasts from my cozy pink home studio in Brantford, Ontario. I've been in the podcasting space since about 2014, but I've been doing it full-time as a freelancer since 2019. I make a variety of different shows for independent clients and also for a number of studios. I also write about Canadian podcasts, which is why I'm here. I write about the ecosystem as a whole and how Canadian podcasts can get to the forefront of the global stage on my newsletter, Pod the North. At the heart of everything I do, though, is my indie podcasting side. I also have my own show with travel writer Aaron Hines. It's called Alpaca My Bags, and it's a responsible travel podcast. So my theme is listen to Canadians, eh? I chose this theme for obvious reasons. I'm a Canadian podcast producer, curator, and ecosystem writer who's on a mission to put Canadian podcasts on the map. Canadians rank number one in terms of listenership. But American shows rule the roost in terms of popularity in Canada, America, actually the whole world. So it's time that Canadian content gets a slice of the pie. My first recommendation comes from a show called Playing with Marbles. It comes out of Brain Canada and Vocal Fry Studios, and the first episode is called One Woman's Brain. The show is super, super creative because research is not always that interesting to listen to. So what Vocal Fry Studios did was follow a fictional character named Kira as she goes from birth to death and follows how her brain develops. For decades, researchers have used male bodies as the default, and this has led to huge research gaps in our understanding of women's brains. This lack of knowledge has real, sometimes deadly consequences when it comes to things like medication doses. Again, it's character-driven, it's super creative, there's wonderful sound design, and I highly recommend giving it a listen. My second recommendation comes from a show called Darts and Letters out of the Harbinger Media Network and Cited Media. This episode in particular is called Moral Combat, and it follows producer Jay Coburn as he travels back to the 90s and looks at the story of Mortal Kombat. So when Mortal Kombat first came out, it triggered this crazy moral panic and even congressional hearings into violence in video games. But Mortal Kombat the game had a lot of great things as well, and this episode explores all the ways that it impacted people as they were growing up. So Jay looks into why all of this happened, who the video games served, and what it tells us about our own culture. My third recommendation comes from a podcast called Pullback. This is also part of the Harbinger Media Network, and this episode I picked is called Climate Deniers and How to Fight Back. I love this show because Kristen and Kyla have a hilarious way of looking at the ways that we can consume things ethically, buy things ethically, just do the best we can to not make further damage on this planet. But when it comes to climate change, it's really hard to do that sometimes. So in this episode, they discuss how to recognize prominent forms of climate denial within our whole societal structures, where climate denial started and where it is now, and what we can do to push back. Okay, so my fourth recommendation comes from a show called We Really Like Her, specifically from their season called Fondavision. If you can't tell by the name already, the entire season is looking at Jane Fonda's history. It's wonderful. One of my favorite episodes was their episode about 9 to 5, the 1980s movie. And in this episode, Emily and Danita discuss Jane Fonda's role in 9 to 5 and the historical impact of the movie, and obviously the other two amazing actresses that are within it. Finally, my last recommendation comes from a show called Métis in Space. I love this show because it features two Indigenous women talking about movies and sci-fi. It's so interesting getting to hear an Indigenous perspective on these things, especially the movie space tends to be dominated by cis white men. So the episode I recommended is their review of Indians and Aliens, this TV show. If you get a chance to listen to this podcast and you're a movie lover, this is a great place to start. And also, if you can, tweet at them so that they do come back, because right now they're on hiatus and I miss them very much. If you get a chance to listen to all of these podcasts, even just one, I hope you get a taste of all the amazing content that is coming out of Canada. It's world class, it's highly produced, it's incredibly important conversations, and just a lot of fun. Canadians are making lots of good stuff, and if you like any of them, please add it to your queue, subscribe, and enjoy. If you're a fan of any of these recommendations that I put out there, you can find lots more Canadian recommendations on my newsletter, Pod the North. Also, I'll promote my own podcast, Alpaca My Bags, again. If you're thinking about going traveling in the next year or so and want to do it in a more responsible way that's better for people and the planet, then you can check out our show and learn how to do that. If you want to get in touch with me at any point, you can find me on Twitter. Still, I guess I will never be leaving until the whole platform just shuts down, but I am on Twitter. It's at Podcat, PODKATT.
Thank you to Katie for curating this week's list of podcast picks for earbuds and for sending in that voice clip. Let's put some Canadian podcasts on the map. As always, Katie's picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode. You can also find them on our website, earbuds.audio. Are you interested in being our next earbuds curator? As a curator, you submit a list of your favorite podcasts, and you record a voice clip to tell us about those podcasts. Anyone can curate a list, even you. Find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Now it's time to share our spotlight pick. Along with our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlight in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting a podcast called Everyone's Talking Money. It's a personal finance podcast that's committed to telling relatable, far-reaching money stories. The kind of stories that'll teach you all those things that you never learned but are still super useful. Topics covered in the show include how to build wealth, money wellness, finances and marriage, and more. Host Shauna Game is an award-winning money expert, certified financial planner, entrepreneur, and certified trauma of money expert. She really knows what she's talking about. Listen to Everyone's Talking Money on your favorite podcast listening app. Next up, here are some things that you might love if you love podcasts. First, from Lauren Passell's podcast, The Newsletter, in the Alabama Astronaut podcast, Alabamian songwriter Abe Partridge and podcast producer Ferrell Gibbs are telling a spellbinding story about the deadly practice of preachers and serpent handling. Next, Mark Stedman's new newsletter, The Big Minute, is available for podcast pitching. The premise of the newsletter is that Mark dissects 1 minute of audio from a podcast. We love it, and we recommend checking it out. Next, Seeking Peace from the Georgetown Institute for Women, Peace, and Security is a podcast that highlights women's courage in times of conflict and crisis. This 5-episode series takes listeners beyond the headlines, from Cyprus to South Sudan to Kosovo, and explores how women are bringing lasting peace and justice to their communities through grassroots activism, peace negotiations, journalism, politics, and as uniformed peacekeepers. Find Seeking Peace wherever you listen to podcasts. And last, I started a Discord for the podcast community. I did this because a lot of people are understandably leaving Twitter because of the whole Musk situation. It's not a replacement for Twitter. It functions differently from Twitter, less hot take oriented and more community based. So if that's your thing, you can join the podcast community Discord. I will have a link to it in the show notes of this episode. That's it for this week, everyone. Now go listen to some podcasts, and thanks again for listening. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kliansky. And until next week, happy listening.